Continuous Country Favorites, 102.7 KORD. There's Blake Shelton. It's over. Well, it hasn't even gotten started yet tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That would be week number two of The Voice with Blake and CeeLo and Christina and Rob McKenna. Huh? What? Did I say Rob McKenna? Ladies and gentlemen, in studio here with Big Bear this afternoon, coming and saying hi to the common man, I've got Washington State Attorney General Rob McKenna in studio. Good afternoon.
Well, thanks for having me in. I appreciate it.
Wow, this is such a treat. When I got the phone call, I'm like, okay, you know, and here you do radio all over the state, you know,
right.
Seattle and big markets, and we have a deer with a mullet.
Yeah, I have to admit, that does set you apart.
It does kind of set us apart, doesn't it?
It does.
But now, being the Attorney General of the state of Washington, you also got another big deal that you're working on. Of course, you're the Republican candidate for governor this
year.
Right
on, yes.
But, you know, your job with Attorney General has not stopped because of this campaign. Obviously, you've got, you know, a lot of things on your plate right now.
Well, that's exactly right. My opponent quit Congress, but I am still working every day as your Attorney General. And there's a lot going on. In fact, there's some really great news to share about some help for homeowners out there.
You know, this is really big because, you know, as our economy, 2008, the real estate market was a disaster nationwide.
Yeah.
And the recovery has been really slow, but there's a lot of people that are in trouble with their mortgages. And, you know, we're still seeing some Hanford layoffs and stuff like that going on. So what's the good news on the real estate front?
Good news is that I led a group of AGs who went after the five biggest banks in America for illegal foreclosure practices and loan servicing violations. They're basically treating people shabbily, people who are trying to get, you know, modified loans or refis. And they settled for $25 billion nationally. $650 million of that is coming back to our state in relief. In fact, over $200 million of relief has already been awarded to people who had their loans with one of the five big banks, like Bank of America or JP Morgan or Citi.
Oh,
so that's ongoing. So if you're out there, you're listening to my voice, and you've got a mortgage with one of the five big banks where you're in trouble, you know, you're behind in your payments, you've missed a payment, you're afraid you're going to miss a payment, you need to check out nationalmortgagesettlement.com. That's nationalmortgagesettlement.com. It's a website that my office set up for all the AG offices in America where you can find out how to go about learning whether or not you might be eligible for some relief from one of these five big banks. But even if you don't have a loan with one of those five big banks, we brought back $45 million in help for every homeowner in this state in the form of homeownership counseling, in the form of other kinds of nonprofit advice and assistance that you can request, funding some nonprofits that are going out and buying houses that have been foreclosed or fixing them up and selling them again at a low cost.
Mm-hmm.
So that's available on my website if you want to know more about that kind of help. Just the easiest thing to do is just do a search for Washington State Attorney General.
Sure.
And go to our website and look for the announcement about this help that any homeowner can take advantage of through the grants we're making to nonprofits in Eastern Washington.
I will also include that link on our website too. I'll put a blog up. I'll put a blog up this afternoon. We have to get a picture of Rob McKenna with the deer.
With the deer, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, my mullet doesn't really begin to compare with his, and his antlers are pretty good too. So,
that's fantastic news on the mortgage front for homeowners. You know, one of the biggest thing that a lot of folks are also concerned about too is that because of the way the economy has been, is that there is a lot of money that is disappearing when it comes to education.
Right.
So, you know, with education. You know, that I imagine that as far as running for the, you know, candidate for the Republican, you know, nomination for governor, oh my gosh, you know, education's got to be a big plank in your platform.
There's nothing more important than educating our kids, giving them a great school, and supporting teachers. But the sad fact is the folks running Olympia the last couple of decades have now brought us to a point where we're under a court order.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court has ordered the state to finally start funding our schools adequately. It's a shame that it had to take a court order to tell us what we should have been doing already. So I've got a plan I put up on my website, robmckenna.org, not only to adequately fund our schools, but also to reform how we educate. In other words, to innovate and implement reforms. You know, for example, connecting how much we pay our teachers to their performance. I think we ought to pay our great teachers more because they're great.
Absolutely.
But we ought to not just pay everyone exactly the same based strictly on how many years they've worked. In fact, I think all government employees ought to be paid based on performance, not just based on seniority.
So merit-based?
Merit-based. I think that's the direction we need to be going in. And We also, at the same time, need to recognize that we rank among the bottom five states in America in the amount we spend per student. So we need to fix that, and we can do that because what you're not hearing out of Olympia right now, what they don't tell you, because they keep talking about deficits, deficits, and more deficits, they keep claiming they need tax increases. What they're not telling everyone is that there's a projected increase in the state budget of $11 billion, that's billion with a B, over the next 8 years. I think we can fund our schools adequately with that kind of increase in state revenue, and I intend to propose budgets that put our kids first.
Very good. And then, of course, you know, when you have your families and you're raising your kids, and you know, you hear all this news in the economy that, you know, we're coming out of the Great Recession. That jobs are, you know, jobs are kind of scarce. Hanford, of course, had a big layoff with the, you know, the stimulus money going away and that sort of thing. So jobs, especially jobs here, you know, in Eastern Washington, or even for that matter, the state, on the job front, that's obviously a big concern.
Well, look, I mean, in June, the federal government reported we had the seventh highest unemployment rate in America. And I have to say, the Tri-Cities are a bright spot in our state scene. I mean, y'all have been doing great here, working hard, and that is a bright spot. But looking at the state, on average, seventh highest unemployment in America in June, and that's just not acceptable. And you know, what amazes me is that even while we have high unemployment and companies are struggling, especially small businesses, state government has just been turning the screws ever more tightly. They're not providing regulatory relief. They're not providing tax relief. They're not helping businesses in the way that they say they need help in order to create more jobs. And I have a very specific set of proposals that will reduce regulations, provide tax relief for small business. And this is a race where you have a contrast because the other guy says, let's expand state government with a new state agency to oversee the economy. And, you know, it's good to have clear choices. There certainly are those in this campaign.
Wow. Yeah. So maybe not so much bureaucracy, but maybe trying to get some things done.
Well, we're not going to reduce unemployment by expanding state government, as my honorable opponent has proposed. We're going to get more jobs by supporting our small businesses, especially because the big companies, you know, Boeing, Microsoft, Amazon, Costco, I'm not worried about them. They're doing fine. It's the smaller businesses that are really, really struggling, even here in the Tri-Cities. Mm-hmm. And that's because their customers haven't come back. Their customers haven't come back because they're worried about whether they're going to have a job next week.
Exactly.
So if we help small businesses by reducing the burdens we place on them from government, they're going to have the confidence to hire more people. When more people get hired, they're going to have the confidence to shop more, therefore, you know, supporting those small businesses.
Wow. All right, so I know you've got a busy schedule here in front of you today. Now, you do a lot of traveling around the state. Obviously, you can't tune into radio stations all over the place. So you brought your iPad with you today. All of us want to know, here, what do you have on your iPad? What are you listening
to? It is really, really varied, I have to tell you. On Sirius XM, when I can't pick up a local radio station like KORD, I'm listening to Channel 59 quite a lot. That's the best country station on XM, Sirius. I like
good
it a lot.
Good man.
I listen to that quite a bit. I also listen to the current hits station just to see what's going on. And I like the classics, so I'm listening to the station that's playing the Eagles, that's playing the Cars. You know, when I was in high school, the big bands were, you know, the Eagles, the Cars, the Clash. So I love to listen to the old stuff. But, you know, my kids have me listening to newer stuff too, like Cartel, Coldplay.
Oh, no.
I'm not making this up. I've got Godsmack on my iPad. I can't listen to it for very long, but I listen to it to see what's going on. And then, it's just fun to listen to what the new stuff. I think probably one of my favorite new groups or newer groups is probably Linkin Park.
Oh, sure.
They've got some good stuff out there. But, it's just the great thing about country is the stories. I love listening to songs where they're telling a story. Mm-hmm. And also country music, you know, it used to be kind of a downer, but I noticed like the more artists who are really popular right now tend to be a little more upbeat, like Paisley.
Oh, yeah, Brad Paisley,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Keith Urban. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go see Tim McGraw at the Puyallup Fair this Saturday night.
Nice.
Big fan. I'm sorry Faith won't be with him, but, I like McGraw.
Las Vegas.
What is she doing in Las Vegas? She should be at the county fair.
I know she should be. I'll bet you she's hanging backstage with Tim. She may just pop out of the wings.
That would be awesome. But we're lucky to live in a time when we have so much choice. Yeah. And but you got to listen to the radio to find out what's really current. I think. I mean, you'd really find out what the latest is. You have to tune in. So thanks for what you're doing here.
No, you bet. And thank you for stopping by and saying hi to Barron, our court listeners here this afternoon.
Absolutely a pleasure. Thanks, Bear.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Attorney General Rob McKenna running for governor of the state of Washington on the Republican ticket. And you can catch this interview on my blog this afternoon at 1027KORD.com.